take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Suri. How are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel. I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, ka pai. We're doing well in the studio here. I'm excited to talk books with you. What are we chatting about today?
I've brought with me another little book about America. But I think, to be honest, it's a book that made me realise why reading books is really important. And I think if you're going to read any book about what's going on, this is the one. It's short, it's clear, it's concise. So George Packer won the National Book Award in 2013 for his book The Unwinding, which was back then about like declining American institutions. And this book looks at 2020 and how during that time between the unwinding and the pandemic, between that 7 years, how America's really got into the place that they're in. I know there's been a lot of books about this, but I think he sets up the history and the cultural shifts in like a really easy to understand timeline. So he sort of looks at it as four different eras where things started to shift really dramatically in America. So it was like during, as we sort of start approaching the middle to the end of the 70s, the end of post-war bipartisan middle-class America, he says they entered the free America stage, so Reaganism, the birth of libertarianism, and in the American political system, the rise of individual rights. And then the second era is the Clinton era, called Smart America, the rise of technocrats in the professional managerial class, and then on to Real America of Trump,
wow.
Populism, and then, yeah, Just America, identitarian politics. And he kind of says that these are all like four mythologies and narratives that are at play at the same time in American politics, and all have been struggling to live together as like a unit in that country.
It sounds like, I mean, those all of those categories that you just read out then, they actually sound like really nuanced ways of understanding those groups of people or that kind of era. It seems like he's, I mean, it's maybe an obvious thing to say, put a lot of effort into finding a way to quantify those groupings.
Yeah, I think he really has. And I think like it's a smart way of doing it because it's like chronological, so it's really easy to follow. But then it also, like in each sort of chapter where he discusses the eras, he really sort of gives you a full understanding of like what in like the politics, the economics, and in like the culture, how did things shift and change? Yeah,
far
really
out.
Interesting reading.
Yeah, it sounds like a fascinating way of kind of slicing it up. For people who find books like this a wee bit daunting, maybe, how would you approach, I mean, starting to read something like this? I guess the question I'm asking really is like, when you're sort of talking about the history of a country and how you get to there, what kind of should you walk into that space thinking about?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think for me it was really helpful actually, even just like, because when I started reading it, I just hopped off Twitter.
wise.
Always wise, to hop off Twitter and go to a book. I think it's always really interesting reading history books, current affair books like this after you've maybe like been on the internet. I think like it really helps you to understand why like reading, doom scrolling on Twitter like I do a lot, or even like sort of flicking through 12 different tabs on your laptop, it's not the same as reading a whole book that really kind of quantifies or even gives you a full narrative and a full perspective on a single issue.
Sounds like a fascinating read. Remind us of the name someone's wanting to know on the text.
Oh, yeah. Last Best Hope by George Packer.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Suri. Always great to have your excellent recommendations on the show. We will talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Rachel. Talk soon.
Take care. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you so much.